open up a book and boom, it's like through the looking glass. You've gone into an alternate era or a reality. If you read the Narnia tales with C.S. Lewis, when the children go into the closet, boom, they're into a new space. And when you open one of his books, why, you're invited into Narnia. But now, as these tools become more and more sophisticated, you're not having to use your imagination nearly so much. What you're seeing looks more and more like a reality place, and they invite you into these spaces. And the Matrix shows how that's taken to its logical extreme. Or you come to the new world of the sixth sense, and the sixth sense is an awesome piece. Now, there are all kinds of harbingers of the coming of the sixth sense understanding. The American play, the classic Thornton Wilder's Our Town, is a conversation in which the audience is allowed to see a group of people who have passed on, who are observing people who are still living, and you're able at the same time to see the people on stage who are still living, unaware of the people who have passed on, but the people who are passed on are aware of each other and are aware of what's going on in the still living scene. And it's in this this semi-open awareness context, that is, the people who are living are not aware, but the other people are. It's a warp in your imagination. But we followed that, but we did it as a kind of a charming piece. But when we get to Sixth Sense, now we see Our Town turned up by about 400 degrees, because now we have a child psychiatrist, and he is murdered by one of his patients who's deranged, and he doesn't know he's dead. And now he's walking about thinking he's still alive, wondering why his wife is behaving in such an estranged manner that she won't talk to him when he talks to her. And this little fellow that he has is one of his patients who has this supernatural ability to, he's clairvoyant and he's able to see the dead. He's continuing to talk to the psychiatrist, and then the kid says, I see dead people. And he says, some of them don't even know they're dead yet. And we're not let on into this until way, way late into the show. And I know it spoils it for me to tell you this, but you'd never see it if I didn't tell you, because I get to get your interest up enough, you can go see it. But when you see this, all of a sudden, here's this young man who is talking to these people who are the departed spirits. Now, for many of us, our worldview does not comprehend that particular set of possibilities. And yet there are Christians across many centuries who would hold to the idea that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord does not mean that God instantly moves every spirit from here to heaven or paradise in the same blink that you take your last breath. And that opens up a whole new, what do you mean? Because there are people who in English evangelicalism, who for years have written on this subject. And we saw it in some of the early films. Beetlejuice gave us a little glimpse of this kind of a world. So what's happening now is that when you're working with people in the modern world, they are not simply carrying themselves and their memories.